Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan declared a 3-month state of emergency in 10 provinces affected by large earthquakes in the south of the country and neighboring Syria. The quakes on Monday have already left at least 7,200 people dead. That number looks certain to rise. The World Health Organization suggested that fatalities could reach 20,000. The initial quake's epicenter was near the Turkish city of Gaziantep and had a magnitude of 7.8. A series of aftershocks followed. Denmark, Germany, and the Netherlands said Ukraine would receive at least 100 Leopard 1 tanks in the coming months. Germany has approved the export of up to 178. Separately, America approved the sale of weapons worth $10 billion to Poland, including the HIMARS rocket launcher. Poland has ramped up its defenses since Russia invaded its neighbor. Microsoft unveiled an AI-enhanced version of its Bing search engine. It is powered by the same technology behind ChatGPT, a chatbot created by OpenAI, a Microsoft-backed startup, and only accommodates a limited number of queries at present. Microsoft's AI investment represents an attempt to win market share in search from Google, which just announced its own AI-powered chatbot called Bard. Jerome Powell, chair of America's Federal Reserve, warned that interest rates may rise higher than markets have anticipated in order to restrain inflation. An unexpectedly strong jobs report last week, Mr. Powell said during an event in Washington, quote, underscores the message of caution. On Wednesday, the Fed raised rates by a quarter of a percentage point. Thousands attended the funeral prayers of Parvez Musharraf, Pakistan's former president, in Karachi, a city in the south of the country. Mr. Musharraf, who died on Sunday, led a coup in 1999 and went on to rule Pakistan for nearly a decade, first as chief executive, then as president. He had lived in Dubai since 2016. A British digital pound could be launched in the next decade, according to the Treasury and the Bank of England. It would provide a state-backed alternative to potentially volatile digital currencies issued by private companies. A consultation on the idea begins on Tuesday, but a final decision will not be taken until around 2025. Gustavo Dudamel will leave the Los Angeles Philharmonic to lead the New York Philharmonic in 2026. The Venezuelan-born conductor was appointed music director in Los Angeles in 2009, aged just 27, and has breathed fresh air into the rarefied world of classical music. His mandate in New York is to help revitalize the financially troubled orchestra. He called it a, quote, very interesting challenge. Correction. In Tuesday's edition, we incorrectly wrote that ChatGPT can generate images and video. In fact, it is OpenAI, a Microsoft-backed artificial intelligence startup that created ChatGPT, which builds models that aim to do so. Sorry. And fact of the day, 15, the average number of earthquakes stronger than magnitude 7 per year. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app, or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.